Now, let's return to those remarks by Tánaiste Leo Varadkar in the Dáil this morning of the prospect of targeted assistance to businesses affected by any further COVID restrictions that might emerge from NPHET's meeting today. We can talk in the first instance to Elaine Fitzgerald-Kane, who's President of the Irish Hotels Federation. A very good afternoon to you, Elaine, and thank you for taking our call this afternoon.
Thank you.
Can I just ask you to give us a sense, first of all, of the impact of the public health advice thus far, even before we have any further restrictions announced, and that may or may not come today. What's been the impact of the advice that people have been given at this stage in terms of their bookings and their plans?
Sure. So across the hotel and guesthouse sector, since the end of November and kind of looking forward to the 10th of January, so the entire festive period, we've recorded 92 million in cancellations. So it's over 100,000 per hotel, which is profound. Now, a lot of those cancellations have been events-led in the main, but there are smaller events cancelling. And I suppose what we can't quantify is people who never actually booked because of the public health advice.
And what is the impact of that in terms of the viability of very many of these businesses?
It's really difficult because in normal times, December would sustain the early months of the year. It kind of acts as a buffer. But look, these aren't normal times. And I suppose that's why we're in this space now of looking for kind of extraordinary efforts to be made. You know, we've been assured that there'd be no cliff edge. But yesterday's a cliff edge. When Budget 22 was designed, it was in the premise of a fuller reopening. That didn't happen. And, you know, we understand why. But we have had further restrictions. So in one respect, you have that level of cancellation that comes with the restrictions. But in this concurrently, you have the tapering back of what's a critical support in terms of sustaining livelihoods. So that's why I suppose we're calling for the EWSS to remain in place at November subsidy levels for our sector for December and for the first quarter of next year.
Yeah, so the scheme does remain in place into the spring of next year, but it has been, or the intention anyway, and it's already taken effect, is to begin to reduce the benefit, the amount available.
Correct. And you could understand if you were at a full reopening or if there weren't further restrictions being added, how that, you know, would be fit for purpose. But it does not reflect the current reality that we face. Now, tourism overall, if we look beyond hospitality, is 270,000 livelihoods. It's 1 in 10 of all Irish jobs. And in some cases, whole communities are built around tourism. And, you know, governments have been fantastic in terms of coming the distance with us. But if this isn't reversed, you know, there is a concern that all that great work in terms of sustaining those livelihoods will come undone.
Elaine Fitzgerald-Kane of the Hotels Federation, thank you for that. Well, Noel Anderson is chair of the Licensed Vintners Association and managing director of the Lemon and Duke and the Bridge 1859, two pub businesses. I think they're both in Dublin, Noel's, as far as I know.
Brian, yeah.
So what's the picture for your businesses? Because the pubs have been, you know, the pubs seem to have been doing, on the face of it, pretty good business.
Well, very similar story to Elena. You know, we've been 20 months with restrictions, but over since the last week in November, basically towards, as Elena said, the 10th of January, our Christmas bookings have fallen off the face of the earth. Corporate bookings have more or less completely stopped. And I've been inundated with pictures of empty bars and restaurants by my colleagues over the last couple of days. And what we're basically saying is that, you know, the government, on one hand, their public health messaging has been very, very effective. It scared the life out of people, and they're not coming to our bars and restaurants as they were. But on the other hand, then they're cutting supports. So what we're saying to them is that it's deeply unfair, and we're asking them to reverse that decision with immediate effect.
And the cancellations of planned, you know, the events that people have been hoping to organise, that's not been made up by walk-ins, to use that phrase.
No, what I can say is the small stuff is somewhat still going ahead, but the big corporate stuff that a lot of venues rely on to get through the leaner months of the year has completely fallen away, and that's extremely worrying for us. But there is a lot of people staying away as well. We're finding that the midweek has gone very quiet. I mean, the government messaging about working from home has obviously been hugely damaging to the city centre on a number of levels, so the city's really suffering from that.
And where do you stand in relation to pub businesses that have been stocking up again with the reopening, and particularly those that you know, have a food offering as well? Those are all perishable supplies.
Yeah, I can just tell you that the word I use to people a lot about how things are at the moment is messy. Everyone's very edgy about ordering stock, holding stock. hiring staff, putting rosters together. Everyone I find is very, very edgy at the moment. And we really need some decisions from the government to let us know where we're going to stand for the rest of Christmas, and we can trade. But you know, we're asking the government three things: to reinstate the employee wage subsidy scheme, to revisit the CRSP payment, and to do a commercial wage waiver till at least the 1st of March until we see where things land.
Noel Anderson, Chair of the Licensed Vintners Association, thank you for that.